Hello, lovers. Are you ready to recap not one, but two episodes? Let's get into it, baby.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Have you guys heard this new song?
Listen, it's good. This is perfect for Real Housewives. Listen to the lyrics. Don't tell a lie. This is Candy's song to Portia. Don't tell a lie on her, and she won't tell the truth about you.
That's
everyone's
true.
Like, what?
That's true. She won't tell the truth.
No,
about
it's not
her.
This episode. No, I'm just saying.
Their relationship.
I mean, unfortunately, Kendra.
Who are you over here trying to throw shade over here?
Kendra just put this song out. So if he had this song out when that happened, I would have played it then. But I was like, dude, this is so
relevant. It represents their relationship right now.
Their relationship, yeah.
Maybe some other people's too. I don't know. We'll have to get into that. I don't know.
Well, let's get into this episode. We are recapping Aloha and Goodbye, as well as Baby Nups and Breakups. This is season 9, episode 17 and 18. I am your host, English Cleveland. I forgot to introduce us. Duh! I think because we had such like a calm song.
I know.
But yeah, I was really so
Kendrick.
In my Anita Baker mode. But
he's about to go ham right now.
Let these people know who you guys are.
Hey, guys.
They forgot.
Yes. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic, and I'm in the chat right now, so join us live on chat.
Yes, I'm Mo Classified, and you know where to find me, at Mo Classified.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Jay Hart.
It's your boy Jay. You trying to do that sex city?
Stop it. Now you can find me on social media at It's Me Jay Hart.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you.
English?
You need to get your play.
Okay, so last week's episode, Aloha, Goodbye, episode 17, we will just touch on it a little bit because we have a lot to cover from this week's as well, and it's a lot to like cover 2 weeks. So sorry we weren't here, but that's what we were going to do today. Yes. So, what happened last week? They were still in Hawaii. What did they do? They had a divorce party. What else did they do?
They roasted Peter.
Oh, they roasted Peter.
Yes.
Literally.
So, okay, let's talk about that. What do you guys think about the whole roasting of Peter? And were you guys as nervous as I was that it probably wasn't going to go as well as it did?
Yeah, definitely. Like, roasts never go well. And this is, like, a new thing that everybody loves to do these days. It's, like, roast people on their birthday. I've seen it on other, actually, Bravo TV shows this year. And there's always, like, an after effect of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if these guys are going to be that funny to, like, do something. So I thought some people were funny and some people were just like, why did you even go on stage? And
what did you guys think?
I thought what you thought, that I didn't think it would go
well. I thought exactly
well.
What you thought.
Yeah, I didn't think it would go well. Mm-hmm. And then, especially like you say, roasting is like a thing these days, but I feel like not necessarily with adults. It's like they probably don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
I thought it was whack.
I thought it was whack,
it
too.
It was whack as hell. I think the one person who got the best roast, and she didn't even get up there, was Sheree said he already looked roasted.
Right. That's so
Sheree
true.
Was the queen, best though. One. She's natural. She's a natural.
That was the best one. Portia's didn't make sense. Cynthia, clearly, that wasn't a roast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. You know what I mean? It was whack.
Right.
So I feel like they could have went in a little deeper, especially, you know, the way they throw shade.
Maybe they felt like Peter. It was touchy just because of... You know,
but it's Peter's
relationship in it now.
Like, he's always meddling in their business. There's so many things they couldn't hit,
and he loves it because it just gives him more like air time.
Oh, for sure, I know.
Like, perfect.
Put it on me.
Yeah.
So Joseph Boza is somebody that comes in the chat all the time. So thanks for chatting with us all the time. But he says that it's like the roast was done mainly to give Andy Cohen shit for the reunion. But I don't really know what shit it gave him, though.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like all of it was
like uneventful.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Joseph talking about. I'm so confused. I was trying to collect it.
English.
And figure
I'm like,
it out.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry, no, Joseph. I'm thinking please explain a little bit.
Oh, he said he was saying bye, Felicia, with this damn roast. I've seen better roasts than this.
Oh, definitely.
Are
definitely.
The producers desperate for material? That's a good point. I mean,
yeah, yes, they feel that. Yes.
season, yeah, they have been a little desperate for material.
They're very desperate for material. I mean, look at the scenes that we're shooting.
Yeah.
We're not talking about anything. They're not doing anything. They're showing us flashbacks from the episode from last week.
Right.
Like, they're not, they're like pulling straws out of a hat.
Filling space.
So, yeah, they're filling space. Yeah. So, okay, so let's talk about the divorce party. So, Kenya, in her mind, she's never been married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she felt the need to throw a divorce party for her friends or her like so-called friends.
Her NBF, her new best friend.
Her new Phaedra. Best friend, Phaedra. As well as Cynthia.
Right.
Cynthia wasn't really receptive to it, kind of, when she first walked in. She's a little sad. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think it was appropriate for her to throw this party?
I feel like it depends on the person. Because, like, somebody might, you know, it depends on, yeah, their personality. Some people might just go with the flow and just be like, okay, a party. Like, let's just celebrate my divorce, I guess. But I feel like, at the same time, you got to kind of be sensitive to people's, what they're going through, you know? It's like, divorce may be big of a deal than she thought it was.
Well,
or they still might be dwelling on it more than she thinks they are dwelling on it.
I think it leads to that question, do you supposed to celebrate a divorce?
Right.
You know,
are it, you? Should,
depends. Yeah, it depends, though.
What do you think?
I think it leads to that question. I mean, you know, I kind of agree with what Phaedra said. It's something you really don't celebrate because, especially when you have two kids with someone, like, you know, a marriage is, you know, something that's really important. It's sacred. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to last, you know, through to death do us part.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I don't believe in divorce, so I don't know if that should be celebrated like that. But I honestly, I don't think Kenya's intentions was shady.
I just don't think
she was the right person to throw this party.
Well, and I
just don't think the party should have been
thrown.
Well,
I agree
all.
With Mo. Like, I think it depends on the person because I am, like, not super religious. So I was like, oh, yeah, girl, go ahead and throw this divorce party because, like, it's a really depressing thing, I would assume, to get divorced. So, but, like, why not turn it around and make it a positive by saying, like, oh, you're divorced, it's done, let's party, you're newly single. But, like, these girls did not take it that way. And I also see divorce as, like, 50% of marriages end in divorce anyways. So at this point, I'm like, I don't see it to be something that's that wrong. And especially because of things that happen in relationships. I mean, like, Apollo's literally a criminal. People have abusive relationships. Like, there are things that go on in relationships that, you know, didn't happen here necessarily. So I'm just like, divorce is, like, for me, I'm just like, whatever.
So but I agree with both of you because I'm thinking, like, he's saying if we celebrate these particular divorces in general, we're celebrating divorce overall. And like you said, 50% of people are getting divorced. We don't need to enforce that, you know. We don't need to make that seem like it's a good thing. Like, divorce still isn't a good thing, even though it's happening.
Yeah,
it's clearly not finalized. I don't think.
Well,
you know,
I don't think
it's finalized
either.
Just because, like, she's holding on to something. Yeah. Unless she felt, you know, she feels guilty about, you know, Apollo being in jail.
No, I totally agree with you, and I think that's where Kenya read this situation wrong. And I don't think it's her fault because I think, like you said, I don't think Kenya was doing anything shady at this point.
Yeah.
But Phaedra always makes it seem like, oh, I wanted to get rid of Apollo. Oh, I wanted this divorce to be final. I'm taking steps forward.
Right.
So all this time we thought, like, Phaedra was the one pushing this forward, and now I think she didn't want the divorce. Right. So now I think she's, like, upset about it.
But even with her pushing it forward, that doesn't mean she is excited about getting divorced, or that she's, like, you know, just like that she should be celebrating her divorce.
Right. Well, and actually,
yeah,
so
even though it's something
time.
That needs
that's
to
something
happen,
that's super
it's
fresh.
Still not something that she's come
so
to.
So that's something that Blake Belladonna was saying in the chat. He said, this is an example of Kenya trying to help, but she doesn't understand people's feelings and how she affected them.
Right.
Well, I mean, do you think, what do you guys think? We're forgetting there's a piece to it. It's a surprise divorce party.
Yes.
I know, but
so, I mean, and that's not something I wouldn't want someone to surprise and throw me. Like, it's not... I get where Phaedra, for once in life, is coming from because it's not a celebration to certain people. Like,
right.
Certain people may think, like, you know, like she says, marriage is sacred. Like,
yeah.
Why would we be celebrating something that is... it is a negative thing.
Right. And, well, that's
and
what
then,
she
but,
says.
But it's a surprise. And then someone's throwing it for you as a surprise on vacation.
I know.
So, for me, I don't think Kenya's intentions are behind it. I think she doesn't have anything else to talk about on the show. And she merely needed a scene, and so she decided, oh my gosh, let me throw my friend who I talked to her husband. I think that's inappropriate too. Like,
yeah, I think that's another reason Phaedra was
upset. You hit on this girl's husband, you were on vacation with them one time before, and he touched up on your butt, like, while you guys were, like, jumping in the pool. There's just been, it's, like, right. It's too close for comfort. But,
like, do you believe that she was pushed, like leading the her and Apollo thing? Because yes. We found out after all that Apollo was the one that
it doesn't matter who leads it.
Apollo, I think Apollo lies, and
Apollo
I think,
lied about it, and he said that never happened. Kenya never did that, and then that's when Kenya and Phaedra kind of made up, because Kenya was saying, like, all of this time we all believed that she was kind of like in this, and Apollo had lied on her all that time.
Yeah, but I think believe me, I don't believe yes. anything Apollo says. I don't believe when yeah. he says he's lying. I don't believe when he says he's not.
Well, he obviously, said Kenya was lying, or he lied about Kenya.
Yeah, but you know, he may have needed a screen time too. I don't yeah, know. Well, I don't believe that.
But
Apollo,
maybe he was trying to squash the situation. I
believe that they did have yeah, a conversation yeah, amongst right. each other and text messages yeah, amongst each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was, and that's inappropriate, especially like Phaedra said, I asked you to stop. And you continue.
Right. And no matter so, if Apollo is the one who initiated or Kenya, oh, for either sure. way it's wrong. Yeah. Kenya even go, like, going
but my
with it
thing
if he
is that Apollo lied about things that he said Kenya texted him that never ended up happening. Like, that they never happened.
Well, I do remember in that season, yeah. they did show actual text messages that did go on between them, but maybe some other conversations
about the
or
whole
something.
Meeting up in yes, L.A. Exactly. at the Beverly Hills Hotel yes. and all of that
At
scenario.
The end of the day, she violated, you know, Phaedra's marriage by sending inappropriate text messages, texting him, you know, throughout all kinds of, you know, times of the night. She crossed the line.
Definitely.
And I just feel like she should have been the last person to throw this type of party.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was. Yeah, it's too sensitive, and it's super fresh, and I don't, you know, think Kenya, like I said, she was the right person, especially with her and Phaedra's history.
Definitely.
So. And I think it's another way of Kenya to bring the attention on her, because if you think about it, like, she's the only one there without a significant other.
Right.
And now it's, I don't know, to me, I never think Kenya's intentions are good, because right. I've seen time again that they aren't.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was like trying to shine light on a negative situation.
Well, and you might be right about that, because Kenya has been always the one that the negative attention's been around. Mm-hmm. So now this time it focuses on Cynthia and Phaedra. I don't think she had bad intentions on this, and I just think she's reading people wrong. Like, she called Phaedra her new BFF, or her new NBF, her new best friend, and, like, clearly they are not friends.
Right.
But all this time, Kenya thought that. It's so hard, because, like, if my girlfriends did that for me, I'd be like, thanks. Like, this sucks that I'm getting divorced, but...
Right. I would, too.
My friends would actually know me. And well, your exactly. girlfriends would know you. That's how right. you know that her and Phaedra
exactly.
and Cynthia really aren't that cool, because any friend that's your real friend would know, girl, I know you don't want a divorce
right.
party. They know exactly sure. all the stuff you went through.
Right.
So I honestly believe that Kenya wanted screen time and something to be all about her.
Yeah.
And
but
the
she
whole
doesn't
Kenya
know
thing.
Phaedra, technically.
No, mm-hmm. she doesn't. Yeah. They just, like, became...
Just had a road trip. Like, yeah, exactly.
They just became acquaintances and able to, like, sit in the same car and, like, mm-hmm. speak to each other.
Right.
Because now she hates Portia.
Yeah.
So it's like she's hated all of these girls at one
right,
point.
Right.
It just goes around in cycles and cycles. I think the only one she hasn't gotten into it with is what, like Candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Yeah.
So
I have to rewind. I didn't think about that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's
I don't know.
It.
I just think it's a little weird. But let's get into this episode from this. Wait, did anything else happen last week?
No, not really.
I feel
major.
Like there were, not really. Phaedra left and she wrote that text message.
Oh, she wrote the text message.
So this is my thing. I feel like she should have been just upfront about how she felt
yeah.
in the beginning, instead of lying, saying her stomach was hurting.
You're a grown woman.
Yeah. I wish she would have been upfront and just, this is... Now, this is, you know, bad taste. Like, I'm not feeling it. Like,
right.
I feel like you're crossing the line by doing. She should have been upfront with it.
Yeah.
And I think Portia was wrong for reading that text message in front of the ladies.
And
so? Exposing her business like that.
She did that so
instantly.
Phaedra
just told her, like,
yeah.
you know, listen, I haven't told the ladies yet that my divorce is final or whatever. So, you know, if you can keep it between us, I feel like she broke the friendship code.
Definitely. She
like
did,
Portia should never like open
you
up to those
so?
Ladies like that, especially with the way they've been treating her. Like, why would you tell them?
But when
that?
She told when
to
she told Portia or she told Phaedra that she did read it, Phaedra didn't really seem upset. So
no.
that's another friend thing. Like
that's
maybe
weird.
She maybe
no, I
she
think
knew
Phaedra
like
was upset.
You
think
so?
Yeah, I think for the most part we could tell in this episode.
Because I don't think she said anything like in that text message that is not something that she would have said to them. Mm-hmm. Yes, she should have been an adult and not tried to be a kid and, like, can I have a hall pass to the nurse's office? Mm-hmm. Like, you should have just said exactly, like, I don't want to be here. I'm not celebrating a divorce. Instead of, like, going through a middle person and then bringing up old mess and then texting, like, about... like she's conniving or whatever she called her. Like, why are you calling someone that was your friend last week a name now? Like, it's just weird.
Well, I think Phaedra was upset, but Phaedra's the type of person, she tries her best to avoid confrontation. Mm-hmm. So who else Phaedra's gonna have to lean to if she's into it with her best friend, with Portia? So I feel like she was upset, but she
doesn't
just
try to avoid confrontation. She starts mess behind the scenes. Yeah, well, but, I guess maybe if that's how you want to say avoid confrontation.
Well, the thing is, like, Portia's pretty much the only person that's there in her corner right now. So, you know, why? She's not going to get upset with her. Right. But I feel like she did feel a certain way. I mean, I felt a certain way just looking at, like, my best friend revealing my business.
Right.
And you know, my personal business. I wasn't ready. You know, I'm sure she wasn't ready to let that information out, basically.
Definitely. That's how I agree. I feel like Phaedra should have, you know, been a woman and just said what she had to say right then and there. But at the same time, despite if I did be a woman or if I was immature about the situation, it still doesn't give Portia a right to just tell my business like that. And like I said, this episode, I feel like Phaedra did say that. She was just like, like, Portia seems to be telling a lot of my business.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. She did say that.
Yeah, so she said it in a calm manner, but you could tell she was bothered.
That was, like, later that night when she was talking to Kenya. You're right. Yeah. So maybe
Cynthia,
she was.
Yeah. Cynthia,
yes.
Okay, let's get into this episode. Yes. So that's all the tea. That kind of spills over into this episode. Mm-hmm. So, baby naps and breakups. The episode opens with Noelle and Cairo modeling the cargo bags. Sheree asking for compensation again. Noelle and Cairo exchanging each other's phone numbers. And do you think that Sheree's doing her job? Any of you guys?
No.
Do you think she's being a momager? Cairo came, like, she's think about Sheree. How the episode opened up. Yeah. Cairo came in. He didn't really know, like, what he was doing.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he's been practicing.
No, right. She's been
rehearsed.
Finessing the situation.
Like, he was stuck on stupid. He didn't even know how to walk.
Right, right.
No,
which
I agree.
She hyped us up so much, I thought this man was a supermodel.
Yeah. I mean, he's tall and thin. He's good looking, but, like, he definitely did not know how to walk at all.
No.
Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, they got some work to do. But I like how she is, like, always thinking about money, like, what's he getting paid?
Yeah, I like
paid.
That too. Like,
but
you can't deny it.
If you want him to get paid, like, he has to deliver.
Right.
And
has
that was
some
interesting.
Somewhere.
Terrible.
Yeah, it
not
was.
Not, like, terrible, but the thing is, like, if she came from an aspect of, like, my son's still learning and he's new and he's growing.
Exactly.
And he hasn't been practicing, like, of honesty.
Right.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask of this show?
That's
like,
true.
If he came in, like, you know, and her not trying to act like, I'm the momager, like, you're doing your job, because obviously, clearly, you're not.
Right.
Go on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Or put him in some classes or something.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Especially if you want some money for it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, people always want to check and don't even want to do the job.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so in Portia's land, Portia has decided she wants to have a baby
baby nap.
She feels that she wants to be protected when she has a baby outside of wedlock because she feels that that's something that she wants in her life. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Shay?
Yes.
Okay. So Shay, Kinga's cousin, we haven't seen her in a long time.
No,
her mom.
Right.
So Kinga's pulled another person that likes her out of the woodwork.
Right.
And
just
it's always her family.
Story. Yeah.
Kinga's
too
cool with her mom, right? Or the mom.
Yeah.
Since the episode when they went to the house.
And her mom just vanished
or something. Yeah.
Didn't want to open the door. And her aunt agrees and said, well, if she doesn't want to open the door, like...
Why did you go in the first place?
You should have never went... In the first place. Which Kinga, you know, doesn't do well with people telling her anything that she doesn't agree with. So, Cousin Shay shows up to the house. They sit and chit-chat about Hawaii, and they talk about the divorce party, and And King is just saying, you know, everyone just blames me for everything. If I do this, everyone blames King. Yeah. If I do that, everyone blames King. If Portia does this, everyone blames King. Mm-hmm. Which is, she likes that. I feel like she likes that. What do you guys think?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think she likes it, but at the same time, I think she usually is starting something, and she probably doesn't even realize it. Like, she's the root of these issues, so that's why it does fall back on you.
Yeah.
But I think she's oblivious to that, so she's just like, I don't know why it falls back on me. But then at the same time, she does like it. Like, yeah. Regardless of the reason, like,
it puts her in the
I like
spotlight.
The attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every season, she's fighting somebody. Uh-huh. Like, she's fighting at least one person.
More than one person a season.
Right. So now she says she's done with Phaedra again. There's no fixing this. She's right. Over Phaedra.
Right.
Everyone calls Phaedra Shady Feifei for a reason, and she lies, Shady. And blah, 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 blah. But one person that she does want to be friends with again is Matt.
Right.
She expressed that she wants to be friends with Matt, and...
It's so weird.
She feels that she's done some wrongs in this relationship, and mm-hmm. her wrongs are basically she hasn't been able to slow down mm-hmm. and give him the time yeah. that he
undivided
needs.
Undivided attention.
What? That's what you think you did wrong?
Right. But that meeting was horrible. It was like, I don't know, I feel like Matt looking at that today probably cringed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he probably was
like, horrible. Like, I hated it. I was like, why is he doing this? Like, yes. You know, usually I'm on Matt's side, but today I was just like, you shouldn't even, you know, sometimes you just need to end it. It's just like, don't come back to embarrass yourself.
King exactly. She doesn't know what she wants. She's just trying to see, why did it take her this long to realize that you were in the wrong, you provoked him, you know, you were the cause of... You know what I'm saying? The destruction of y'all relationship.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me.
Like, honestly, I was like, I was shocked that they even brought Matt back up. Like, as soon as she said about Matt, I'm like, why are we talking about Matt again? Like, he's been gone for a little while. Like, let's not even bring it. Yeah.
Well, the whole excuse about the dog, I mean, is this a real baby?
Yeah.
The dog turned one, and now you guys need to meet up, and you need to say hello.
She's trying to find a way to keep him attached.
I'm like, are we in high school now? Right. Like, oh, King, our dog.
Right.
It's the baby. It's the dog's daddy. And he and his stupid self, oh, I wanted to stop by this week to check on the baby. Check on what babies? These are dogs.
Exactly.
Like, I have a dog, too, and I get it, and... And
no,
I get
they
it.
Just need an excuse to see each other.
It's stupid.
Right.
Like, it's so immature. And like, that was for that to be the last scene. I'm like, how many times? And then, like, when they met up with each other, she's like, oh, I heard you met up with Cynthia.
Right.
Girl, you know you didn't see this nigga about 45,000 times since he's met up with Cynthia. Like, why do you guys want to say, oh, you met up with Cynthia? Right.
I was thinking that
happened.
I was like, is that the last
time? Before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while.
I don't think so. Not that.
It was a while. It was a while ago.
Not that much, guys.
Yes.
I don't know if they need new editors.
I remember eating turkey watching that episode.
Probably Christmas.
I'm like, okay, turkey.
Not that good.
Don't make fun of Mo's laugh. Oh my gosh, you act just like Kenya.
Oh. Phony Feifei.
Oh no, I'm Feifei.
No. No. You are not.
Please do not. Lord have mercy. Okay, so let's talk about the OLG for a second because they gave the most shade this episode. Candy meets up with them whose house were they at? Were they
Candy's
at
Candy's house? I believe.
Candy's mom's house.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think they're at Mama Joyce's house. And they basically recap the trip. And Candy, they ask her how was the trip, and they just interject and just go, "Well, all those girls don't like you anyway."
Right.
Yeah.
And we needed to show up because we would have ate those girls alive.
I wrote that one down.
And then she's like, "You." And then it was like she was like trying to say it like to the producers, right. Like, "Y'all keep wanting not us to bring us on these vacations." Neither.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
know.
They
that's
wanted
one
to come.
Usually quiet. That just gives you the mug. Like,
I know.
So it's like she finally says something.
Yeah.
And it's what I would expect of her.
I know. So Candy is having a soft opening for her friends and family. She said the restaurant is ready to open.
Mm-hmm.
She does have a few other things to do for the city to approve it, but she is able to have her friends and family there to eat. So We're going to check that out next episode.
Mm-hmm. My friend actually went to it. I'm going to text him to see how it was.
Oh, yeah. See how it, how it went. So, talking about Shady Feifei, Phaedra visits Cynthia. Oh, my God. And this is such a contrived, weird scene.
It was weird.
According to Cynthia, Phaedra hasn't been to her house in 6 years.
Yeah.
And this was before she was even married to Peter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she had
that
her
flashback
little...
flashback was a mess. Yeah, that short hair.
Oh, yeah.
Pixie. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah. Pixie.
Afro.
Pixie
fro.
Yeah.
This scene was interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this scene was interesting because, once again, like... what do you say when somebody gets a divorce? Because Cynthia says something like, congratulations. Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't mean that. So I think it's just, I think it's interesting just to see how do you approach that when someone gets a divorce. Like, do you say,
and
oh,
that's
how do you
why,
feel? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to see, like, what's the correct
and that's
word.
Why you talk about that stuff with, like, someone that you're, oh, I spilled all my lead out of my lead pencil. Mm-hmm. That's why you talk about it, like, with your friend, because they would know, like, the backstory, like, if it was, like, abusive situation, if it was, you know, something where the guy cheated, if it was, so then you know exactly what words to share. I'm sorry. So it is I'm sorry, because she is missing out for her boys, like their life, and that's what she is crying about. She's saying, you know, the only reason why she's crying is not that she misses Apollo. She's sad that her boys have to live a life without their dad.
Right.
Yo, I don't mean to rewind this to last week's episode, but Cynthia said something that really, really, really pissed me off when she was like, oh, yeah, she felt like she played a major part in the reason why they got a divorce.
Cynthia said
she was the she felt like she played a major part in the reason why her and Peter got a divorce.
But when was it?
Wait,
who did?
Cynthia.
Cynthia said who played a part?
She did. She played a part.
Oh,
said
no. Yes. No, I know exactly what you're talking. Cynthia said yes, she said, like, you weren't a bad husband. I wonder, like, don't ask yourself if you were a bad husband. I think I might have been a bad wife. Mm-hmm. I was like,
she put all the blame
on you.
Right. She like, put all the blame on herself, basically.
Did you hear that?
I think because it goes into the reference of her saying she never wanted to be a wife.
Mm-mm. I never really wanted to be a wife either, and I am. So it's just like,
well,
you know,
I mean,
she's gonna do her part
now that it's over for her. She's like saying, like, I never really wanted to be a wife.
But I like, why are you blaming yourself though?
Maybe she's blaming the wife duties that she if she failed on some.
But like, what is your wife duty when, like, he's taking your money, he's leaving town and going to open something up somewhere else, and he's talking to all these girls? It's like.
Right.
Peter, like,
she's trying to cover that up, in my opinion, and trying to put the blame on her. Like, maybe, you know, maybe my husband would have never cheated if I was there providing maybe sex for him or just giving him the time and attention. Like, he still did what he had to do. He still went out there and he cheated.
Communicate that, I guess.
But she's just trying to put, you know,
she's trying to take some kind of
blame. I totally forgot about that. You're right.
So I had to throw that in there. It's just that really
irritated me. That pissed me off too.
That wasn't your fault. That was clearly his fault. Everybody saw that. So it's just sorry I had to throw it out there.
No, I feel you. It's true.
Yeah.
So Cynthia mentions Portia mentioned her divorce. Mentioned Phaedra's divorce.
Right.
And that's exactly where you were saying Phaedra was like, well, Portia
seems to be, you know, stating a lot of my business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What about Phaedra's outfit?
Which one?
The outfit she had on with Cynthia. Phaedra doesn't have a body to be wearing that type of stuff.
I was trying to vision what she had on, and now I'm like, holy God.
Was it like a leotard or something?
She tried to wear things. Portia wears.
You're too old to be dressing like that. You a lawyer. Right.
And a mom. And a mortician. And, like, all of these things that outfit wouldn't fit
right?
for.
Right?
And a preacher. Yeah. I'm like, how are you just in the church
last week? It was just hanging
week?
Out. Just,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't even fit this
It
stuff,
wasn't,
man.
Like, sick. Because I know that's supposed to, like, be sexy. And it wasn't sexy at all.
Yeah. Well, she thought she was getting in the lake with that.
That's what her excuse was.
So, what else did she say? Cynthia understands why Phaedra's upset, which is a good thing. Cynthia says she wanted to have Phaedra over because she did see the other end of the spectrum, and she mm-hmm. does understand, you know, she thinks that marriage is sacred as well, and, you know, she just thought Kinga didn't have bad intention, like we all just talked about, so mm-hmm. that was why she felt the need to go forward and, like, still kind of, like, celebrate or have fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about their whole discussion there at the house? So do you think that it went over well? Do you think that it was fake? Do you think that...
I thought it was something they could have had over the phone.
But I feel like Cynthia's not a phone person. Like, Cynthia's more of a, like, I really want to sit down and, you know, feel your vibes on this, really pick your brain type person.
Well, she said her main thing is that she wants her and Kinga to be friends again mm-hmm. because she's all about this restoration. I think Cynthia kind of has, like, a little messy vibe to it because she keeps saying, oh, well, it's Phaedra. It's Phaedra. And she's all about restoration. She's all right. Like, if Phaedra's all about restoration, then why can't I bring her here to my home and try to have her be friends with Kinga again?
She's right. She literally sat there and preached to all these women, like, oh, we need to be friends in this, and, like, we need to forgive each other.
But
and
couldn't even speak up at her own divorce. Yeah. Party.
Oh, that's something we got to mention, the restoration service. What kind of services was that?
That
with
was
liquor?
2 weeks ago, boo, when you were here.
Lying.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, shoot.
I was thinking, I'm like, we discussed.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, you can talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about
it. Give these people what they've been waiting for since you haven't been here.
I know, I was really sick.
No,
last
I'm joking.
Week.
I can't say nothing.
I wasn't feeling well, yeah.
It was the week.
I seen it at the party last Sunday.
No, you did not.
I was just kidding.
You're trying to say he saw me at a party. Don't be acting like Kinga again.
Uh-oh. You might be fake.
Fast forward. It's cool. We play all day 7th Street.
Okay, so let's talk about this baby nup. So Portia puts on a sexy outfit. She invites Todd over to her house, which she acts like he's never been there before. It was so weird. Another contrived scene. And she wants to give him this baby nup with lots of bullet points.
Definitely.
Talking about what does she have in there?
Well, the main 35% about the Instagram, that's what killed me.
Oh, yes.
She's like, I want to be able to take pictures on Instagram.
She
baby.
Wants to be able to travel with her kid mm-hmm. in and out of the country. She wants to be able to allow her baby's pictures to be able to go on any right. social media sites.
Whatever her technical terms for that bullet point, it was even more hilarious.
Yes.
He was like, what do you mean?
She wants 35% of all of his income to go to the baby. And that's Todd's crazy. Offended. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys
think? I'm proud that he stood up. Exactly. I mean, she's treating the child like it's an accessory or something.
Yeah. He says he's offended because he feels like, what kind of guy do you think I am? Like,
right.
why would you even want to date a guy that you would have to present this to?
Right. That's
but
a good
people
point.
Could say that in a prenup. Why would you want to marry a person exactly. that you would have to present this to?
Like, that's true. That's a good true. Point, too. That's
so, true. What do you guys think about a baby nup? You guys think that baby nups are going to be like the new thing?
No.
Do they even, can they even stand in court?
I don't think so, but I thought about that after you said that about a prenup, because it's basically, like, really the same thing, right?
But I feel like if it's written document, it can.
Well, no, because you're marrying someone. That's a contract.
Right, but that's a contract, but this is
not.
But
when you're when
anything can be made a contract as long as it's in writing.
Yeah.
That's true.
So if we both agreed on this in writing, then yeah, I can take it to court if you want
to. So maybe she's going to start
Well, I guess that's true because she could take it to, like, the family court and say he already agreed before we had. But it's so weird. Like, there is no kid.
Exactly.
So it's like he agreed before there was a child. That he would pay to agree to 17 bullet points to pay 35% of his income. What did
she
even
say?
Like 50%
of... 50% of, like, the medical expenses. 50%... Like, it had all this stuff because
like
I paused it
everything.
To read it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It's way too much. It's
I don't
like,
understand why Todd is still entertaining it.
I don't understand why...
to be a part of this show.
You
that's
think so?
Probably, yeah.
yes. I think he really likes Portia. I think he genuinely
think
likes Portia,
both.
But she comes up with these crazy things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. No,
but,
I think he wants to be a part of the show, but he does like Portia, but didn't realize what he was really getting into.
Mm-hmm. So is Portia basically saying, like, I'm going to poke a hole in the condom and I am going to get pregnant? Because what is she...
Is she saying,
we're at, if we accidentally, or... Yes, we are going to have a baby, and this is the agreement. Like, what is the situation?
Yes, we're having a baby.
Mm-hmm. And this is the agreement?
Yes.
So it's not if we mess up and accidentally have a baby.
No, they've been agreed on that. That they want to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Portia was a little skeptical after, you know, their relationship just didn't go as well as she thought it was in the beginning. And then now that they're kind of back on good terms, she's kind of wanting to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. What are these folks talking about this baby?
So, Portia, Joseph Boza always makes good points. Portia's nuts, he says. People are talking about Todd not having a job, so they're like, you know, if he doesn't have a job.
That's his job. I thought the restaurant was his job.
This is where
I'm... No, Todd.
Yeah. So this is where I'm getting so confused, though. Like,
we're not even big men.
Like, when people split up and they have a kid together anyways, like, they go through the child support stuff, so why couldn't it all just be done ahead of time? So, like, I'm really confused. Like, in my head thinking, like, okay, so if she has this plan, like, and they did break up, could she actually go through all this? Because you kind of might have to go through a lot of this, too. Like, you're going to have to spend some of your income on this child if you guys break up. And you will have to pay certain part of the medical expenses and this mm-hmm. and that.
And
so, I don't know.
Portia just knows that there's a high chance that they won't be together. Like, she doesn't even care if they were together in the beginning. That wasn't even her intention. She's just like, I just want to have a baby by you. You seem like a good father. But if love can happen in the midst of it, then I'm okay with it. But if it doesn't, I still want my baby from you.
It don't make sense.
I hear you. She's deep. She's really deep.
Mo going love deep
and,
over here.
Love and miss. Okay.
Mo writes poetry on Sundays.
I'm ready for it.
I do.
Okay, so Cynthia's fashion show, we can touch on that a little bit. It was actually quite like
successful.
It was hot.
Successful, but very like simple and mm-hmm. like nothing, no frills or thrills. Right. It wasn't a lot of drama.
But I'm just glad
it.
That it
I wasn't.
Was it was better than the other Housewives events. At least it didn't like nothing crashed it or nothing.
Because it was simple.
Ultimately failed.
It was super
better
simple
than too extreme where you're gonna follow.
Fail.
It, but yeah.
Well, and she actually had products that she was showing, unlike other fashion shows that happen on Housewives. So I liked it. I thought it was good. I liked. With the setting of it and everything, so
it was hot though.
Why it was very hot. Bob was that was
I
probably the most he's ever sweat.
So it's so weird because like in the episode before, I was like, "Wow, Bob's not sweating today." I was like, right. "They finally got it under control," and then he was dying. He was like drenched. I was like, "Oh, he's back at it."
Exactly. When Sheree said, "I got to bring my own air."
Poor Bob. Oh no, she doesn't even have air. She don't even have air. She should be used to that type of temperature,
right?
So Phaedra and Portia are not coming. Cairo is super late. According to his mom, he was only 10 minutes late, but according to Cynthia, she said he was over an hour late.
Yeah. I believe Cynthia.
I do too. And did you see her partner like throwing shade back at Sheree?
Yeah.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
That was hilarious too.
Yes.
He said, "Your fan is your ear." She said, "Oh, I gotta bring my own air."
Yes, exactly. So Candy came. Candy always supports everyone, which is good.
Yes.
As a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Candy asked if Kenya and Phaedra have talked, and Kenya says no. And this is such an interesting line that Kenya mentioned. She kept mentioning it last week, and she mentioned it a lot this week. No, because Phaedra feels like I'm the reason as to why her mm-hmm. marriage is broken up. Where is she getting this from? Why does she want to take all of the blame for Phaedra's for Phaedra and her marriage? That's not what Phaedra told you. Phaedra never said that you're the reason why they broke up. The reason why they broke up is because Apollo stole everybody and their mama's credit cards mm-hmm. and whatever else he stole. So that you're not the reason. You're the portion of why you and you guys don't get along is because you tried to talk to my boyfriend. But don't get it twisted, boo. You have no dealings with why me and my husband broke up. Like, why does she keep saying that? Like, right. Portia keeps, or Phaedra keeps blaming me for the reason why she's divorced. And then when she met up with her, she even asked her, "So wait, hold on. The main question is, are you blaming me for your divorce?" And Phaedra said, exactly, no, I'm not blaming you for my divorce. You had a portion of why you and I aren't friends, so don't throw me a party. But you don't have a reason as to why I divorced my husband.
Right.
Like, why does she keep saying that?
Is that what she said in a text message?
I just think women are like that. Like, you know, it's just two total extremes. They can't just be in the middle. So I feel like she's just like, let me just be extreme. She's blaming me, but she's blaming me for my her whole marriage.
She wants the blame.
Yeah, she wants the blame. She wants the attention. It's giving her attention. She wants to be in the middle of all the drama so she can, you know, continue being on these episodes.
And I think she wants to make it seem like Phaedra is just so dramaful too.
What does the fans think of this? You know, they all support King anyway.
What are they saying?
Nothing yet right now.
Oh, they don't have nothing to say?
No,
oh, okay.
I think I kind of assumed that because of what Phaedra wrote in that text message to Portia, that Portia then read out loud. Because it did seem like she was putting a lot of blame on Kenya.
But she's putting the blame about, like, don't throw me a party when we just basically became friends. And the reason why you and I weren't friends is because you tried to talk to the husband that I'm divorcing.
Right.
So I'm divorcing him for my reasons. But you were amidst, like, not a part of it, but you tried to divide me and my husband at one point. So, like,
this should not,
it's not right.
Not the party you should be planning.
So, we only have a few more minutes. Let's briefly touch on Phaedra meeting with this lawyer guy, Oscar.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Phaedra sets up, gets dressed, prepares, and arrives to a meeting with a lawyer that has nothing to do with her.
Right.
So she wants to have Johnny meet with Oscar to discuss Johnny's lawsuit that he wants to file against Candy. He feels that they have stolen his ideas, as well as there's also some lost wages that he feels that he's entitled to. And so he wanted to sit down with this lawyer, and Phaedra decided she needed to be there too instead of just passing along the phone number.
Right, exactly.
But she also said in the meeting, I don't want any parts of this scenario. Like, I don't want any parts of him suing Candy. So why are you here?
And then I think it was odd, like, when it was over, she wanted to sit and talk to him, like, so does he have a case?
Exactly.
Like, you know, are we going to get something out of this? You know, is Candy going to be the bad guy?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it was, very malicious.
And it's all on your time of your camera time. Like, well, the cameras wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Well, and that's why I think she was like, oh, I don't want to have any part of this. Like, so that she can go back and say, Candy, I told you I didn't want to, I told the cameras, I told everybody I didn't want to have any part of this. But it's like, then why didn't you just refer him out and leave it at that?
And then what's really interesting is you just came from a vacation from this person that you're, like, accompanying suing. And then that person just apologized to you over something, one thing that you brought up, like, oh, you called the feds to my house. And Candy even said, okay, well, if you didn't call the feds, I'm sorry for saying that about you.
Right.
I was upset. Whatever. So if you see that this person is, like, overdone, not trying to have any ill will or bad intentions towards you and kind of leaving you alone, why would you, if you don't want anything to do with this person, why are you, like, meddling in this messy situation that you don't even know if these issues are true or not?
Right. I mean, like, don't you care about your paper? Yeah, he has nothing in paper. He's saying, oh, she stole this. You know how easy it is to walk into somewhere and say, yeah, they stole all my ideas.
Right.
Oh, you have anything down on paper? No, none of it.
But he said he has a proposal down on paper.
Well, that's
so good. If he does, like, that is good enough proof.
What the hell is an oral contract?
An oral contract?
Yeah.
A verbal... It should be called verbal.
I would just assume that's like, like...
Were you signing with an oral contract?
Yeah. No, you just like...
I mean, what... An oral contract? Like,
no, oral some people... Sometimes oral or, let's say, you more can verbal. Prove
that without it being... Unless it was
you
recorded.
You can't. Yeah. Unless it was recorded. Yeah.
He's dumb for even just saying it, for even... thinking that he was gonna, you know, get a deal by
having
this conversation with, you know, without documents or signing something.
And
like,
that's how,
who
again,
conducts business like that?
You know, they have nothing else to film. Like, why are we filming this? Talking about oral contracts.
What? Yeah,
Johnny boy.
We have somebody in chat, Mary Dude 444, or Mary Duda, I'm sorry, 444, has been saying a lot in the chat, and they say that I don't think that he had a case. Candy knows this business really well.
Yeah.
If, sorry, some of this is, I'm not, if was Todd, I would be scared. I'm trying to make it out. But it's Candy, so I don't think so. So they're saying basically, like, Candy knows her business. They think this guy doesn't have a case.
They're saying if it was Todd.
If it was Todd, they would worry about it.
Yeah, they would worry about it, yeah. But it's Candy, so. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Phaedra's a lawyer as well. She should know, like, I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, why are you even... I don't know. I'm sick of it. What? I'm sick of her wearing that Chanel pendant every time she goes for... It's like her lawyer outfit. It's her business attire. And then next thing, she's wearing a bodysuit when she wants to be a hoochie mama. Right,
exactly.
It's, I don't know. I can't. So Kenya and Matt meet up at this dog's boutique for her dog's one year old birthday. I don't know. Whatever. I feel so stupid even talking about this.
Right.
It's about a dog. So Kenya keeps saying to Matt, you know, Kenya says Matt ruins everything that's always good. Matt says she was the only good thing that was good for him. And she says, well, if I send you to jail, then, you know, what will be good? And he says, well, send me to jail. Right. And then you can finally date all of these guys that you keep saying that are around. Like, date these guys that you say that. And that was a great line for him.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you keep having these great guys... Why are you having sex with me in my truck?
Right.
Oh, man, he called her
out. Or always wanting to come back to me somehow.
Why are you coming back? Yeah, why do you feel the need to be my friend if I'm so abused? Like, who wants a friend that busts windows out and that's an expensive friend.
Right.
And you're not helping this friend? You should be trying to, like...
Because she's provoking this
friend. You should have scenes of you going to therapy. Like, you're telling Portia, go to therapy with your friend. Yeah. Help your friend if you really want to be with him.
Right, right.
But, like, I think this is, like, a little glimpse into Kenya provoking Matt. Like you keep saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's... Like, I hate Matt, and I think they are not good for each other, but I think this is a glimpse into what Matt's been dealing with. Mm-hmm. Kenya must threaten him with, oh, I could get so many other guys. Like, mm-hmm.
I could send all these you to guys. Jail.
Yeah. And, like, so, like, this
as
is
a man,
just,
you need to walk away. You
right.
need to just leave
right.
it alone.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to keep being insulted like that?
Right, but I know.
But she likes to break him down and, like, see him cry.
And he was really broken
down. And then when you saw when
he
was crying, she's like, baby.
Right.
You weren't saying baby before.
Right, you was just out
here. Oh, now it's all, baby, I hate to see, like, and then you want to kiss and do, like, you're playing mind games. And now, like, I don't condone his violence, but I understand he's young.
Right.
She's older, and it does boil down to, like, if you can get any guy, and you're hitting me up wanting to have sex in my car, like, why don't you just go with these guys that you can just get anytime?
Right.
Like, why do you want another guy?
That the reason, like, when they were sitting down talking and everything was calm when they first started the conversation, when she just got up, when he asked about her, oh, he was saying that he didn't like the way how him and Cynthia's conversation went, because he felt like it was all about him. It's always about what Matt did wrong. And he was like, why don't we ever talk about what you did wrong? And she just got up, like, mm-hmm. I'm not here to talk about that. Do you think that was right of her to just get up like that? Like, I feel like what he said wasn't that serious for her to have to exit the conversation.
I think that they set that up and they wanted it to go all out in the hallway.
And I'm like, this is her overreacting.
Yeah.
Well, because
it's too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. She didn't need to walk out to be like, we're not talking about this right now.
Right.
Would have been fine. Like, we're not discussing this. Why did you... Like, if he keeps just egging you on, then get the dogs and then just leave. But, like...
He was really trying to have a serious conversation. Like, he wanted to... Let's really talk about our flaws.
They're just... a mess.
Yeah.
Well, she never wants to talk about her flaws because the thing is that there's a lot of stuff that we're not supposed to know.
Exactly.
And he's supposed to keep these secrets on lock. So when he's releasing, oh, you had sex in my truck, or you were on a trip with me, or you called me the other night, or...
And she's like, let's not play that game.
Yeah, let's not play that game.
What game is that?
Right. And the crazy thing is, we're watching you because just, like... a scene before that you were telling your cousin that you wanted to text him.
Right.
So we know you still want the D, boo. Like, it is about the D. Don't be like,
I
control the D.
Yeah.
No, boo. Yeah, it's all about that. And I think it gives her a storyline. Imagine if he just walked away. And that's... Okay, let's get into news and gossip really quick. So Matt has blown up, we've seen like a bunch of times throughout the course of this season, and mm-hmm. his drama and his like his self. I'm like,
right.
And now we saw in social media that he's gotten in fights with Peter. He got mm-hmm. in an argument with Todd. He like has all of these issues. And then he also released some information that Kenya is paying him to be on this show.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
I'm not surprised she paid the other dude to be on the show.
He told her, she told him, if you waited out to get the end, like the reunion, I will give you $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you say this?
To Matt. So that's what started, that's what provoked the whole argument between Peter and Todd, mm-hmm. and, or Peter and, Peter, yeah. Peter. I was like, too many names. Peter, Todd, and what's his name? Matt. Mm-hmm. They all got into it because I guess there was a personal conversation that Matt had with Peter and Todd, and they even said to him, the wives do cut us back some money off right. of their contract. So, you know, because we're in the scenes and we participate and whatever.
Oh, that needs to get their own
check. But that's our wives. Kenya is too all over the place, so they kept telling him, secure the bag.
Secure the bag.
Before she tries to leverage it and, like, keep you. So this is her keeping him and leveraging him. Mm-hmm. He didn't secure the bag, so now he's mad. He doesn't have the $10,000. He's fighting with these guys because now he's exposing them. And they're like, well, why would you, you know, tell us some personal business right. that we explained to you? We were trying to give you advice as older men mm-hmm. and who have been on the show in this game for a while. Right. Like, get your money first. And then if you guys don't work out, then you just didn't work out, but you still got your money. So now Matt's mad about his money, and he's mad because he doesn't have his girl. And then he's confused because she does text him periodically to have sex in his truck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like so many things. So I understand like his frustration. No, like I said before, I don't condone violence, but it's like a mind game. And then mm-hmm. it's playing around with his money. And then he was like a little, like a young boy from nowhere. And now he's on social media and he's like
right.
famous. And there's mm-hmm. like so many dynamics yeah. to it. And Kenya holds the key and the power to all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
one other piece.
Just explain it like that. It's like, that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of power.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, and to that's have why he's over a blowing, person.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
No, and that is
and
why
money,
he's
like,
up.
Money will make $10 will make people do something.
Oh, yeah.
So $10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's real mad. Mm-hmm. Real mad.
And then the fact of the role that he did play when he finally did get to be on TV is just like, you kind of didn't utilize it well.
No.
And then one other quick piece of news and gossip. Tabitha Roadhouse on Twitter tweeted us the reunion set up. So Andy Cohen's going to be in the middle, like always. Candy's going to be on one side of him with Sheree. Or, no, I'm sorry. Candy, Kenya, Cynthia. And then on the other side's going to be Phaedra, Portia, and Sheree.
And yeah. I heard that they got into, there was a fight. And I heard some, like, Kenya, or Phaedra and Portia aren't going to be friends anymore.
Yeah.
What about what you sent us in the group, me, about Phaedra and Apollo's divorce, what, not being final?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not final.
Right.
That's and I did read, yeah. the judge said that it still isn't final. But I believe, I hope, that they won't make it final, and they'll retract everything and find out that Phaedra was a part of the whole scheme with Apollo.
Ooh, that's too much. That's too much. That's too much. Okay, guys, we have to wrap it up.
Do we, Mo? Yes, we do. You're right.
That's where we go tonight.
No, but oh, okay. I feel like we have to wrap it up.
We talked a lot tonight, right?
There's
we did.
A lot going on.
We covered yeah. those two episodes, and we hope you guys loved it. It has been a pleasure, you guys. Yes. We only have, like, how many more Sundays? Like, maybe, like, five or six?
A month of Sundays.
A month of Sundays. Candy said that. Phaedra said that.
Yes,
this that's such an old
Chanel
lady
piece.
Line.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, a month of Sundays. Right. Mind you, right before she was talking about twerking in a bodysuit. Anyways, you won't catch me twerking in a bodysuit. But you guys can catch us next week. It has been a pleasure. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always check me out on Instagram, at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Pinks.
Thanks for joining us in chat, guys. Join us again next week. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at M.O. Classify.
You guys can find me on social media.
What are you guys over there
me,
doing?
J.O. You can find me on Twitter. It's BJ Hart. Hit me up.
We going live.
Oh, they're over there live. See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.